Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 for live from Chickie's at Pizza in South Philly until 8 p.m. tonight for Birds at the By, supporting the Travis Mannion Foundation. Stop out and join us and support great organization. We'll be here all day. Guest bartending later on. Lane Johnson's going to be here at 6 o'clock. So much going on at Chickie's Apiece as we talk about where the Eagles are right now and where they're going coming out of the bye with a big game in Green Bay. Right, before we get into everyone's phone calls and the team, and we'll talk about these trade pieces Howie Rosen brought in here. What do we think about our setup? If everyone's listening out there, we have a different setup today. I've never experienced this.
And it's very loungy.
It is. If you're watching on YouTube, you could see it. We have chairs here. This is not like a typical radio.
Like living room chairs.
It is. Like we're in the living room.
Yes.
We should invite Sonny Hill.
Wait, I know. I was one of Sonny Hill's producers in the day.
Sonny's the best. Yes. But Hugh, what do you think of this? Now, you've experienced this for the Players Lounge?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you're a veteran of the chairs.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
I think it's pretty comfortable.
I mean, it's a nice, like, you get to see everybody.
Yeah.
It's all right.
John, what do you think of the setup now that you've experienced it for a show and a quarter?
I like having a desk in front of me.
Okay.
You know, the whole being lefty thing, having to reach over and do
that
bothered me while I was doing our show this morning. It's kind of like, no one cares about that, though. No one cares about the left-handed
person. John, I have to do updates with a computer.
Oh, sorry.
Look at the table I got.
That's a tiny desk.
It's a tiny desk.
I feel like it's an old-school television talk show.
Yes.
Like Phil Donahue
Mike Douglas.
Phil Donahue.
Ricky Lake or something.
Phil Donahue keeps coming up.
Yeah, this is the second time.
Is he still alive?
Really?
Phil Donahue
came up.
Do you remember Solid Gold? Do you remember Solid Gold with Dionne Warwick?
Irene Cara was on there, too.
Of course, Dionne Warwick. It was Dionne Warwick.
Fill it up my life.
Dionne Warwick,
music,
who is Whitney Houston's aunt.
I didn't know that.
But Dionne Warwick, and it was, I think, Nia Peoples?
Nia Peoples. The singer.
Anyway, Solid Gold was sort of the same era.
I remember Solid Gold because they used to wear gold.
Oh, yeah. It was very shimmery.
And they used to sing at the end of the show.
We just lost Phil Donahue, didn't we? He passed in the...
I think so.
I think this past summer we lost
him. Yes, but he set forward the talk show genre.
Yeah, but he used to run around with the mic and run all up and down.
Oh, yeah. Should we start doing that today to our guests? No. We're going to sit right here. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to your phone calls. But, guys, let's talk through the trade acquisitions made by Howie Roseman and our expectation for these guys. So Howie made three trades over the last week. I suppose we can include Brandon Graham as an acquisition because he's here too. But the three trades the Eagles made over the last week: Michael Carter, the corner from the Jets; Jair Alexander from the Ravens, the veteran corner at one point was one of the better guys at his position in the league. Last year plus has been weird. And then, of course, just the other day, Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins. John, Your thoughts on the moves kind of together. And
love
then
them.
Which one to you stands out that really you think could make a big difference here?
Well, I do think Jalen Phillips is – it's just been so unfortunate, the injuries that he's suffered.
It really has.
Over the last few seasons. Tragic story. I remember watching their preseason stuff a couple years ago, and it was just like, oh, man, not again. He's still in it. He's still happy to be here. He's still upbeat. I think that's amazing. This guy is so talented, and he's got the length that I would hate to try to block as an offensive, sort of offensive lineman who was petite. I could not get into his body. He would be with those at 6'6", with those long arms, he would be able to keep me out of his body, and that would drive me nuts. Now, he's a little bit light, at setting the edge. So if I did get into his body, I'd be able to stick. I'd be able to lock on and drive him. But man, that's not the strength of his game. He can get after quarterbacks, and he can be slippery, and he can incorporate moves, and he can be athletic with speed and burst. And man, it's just exciting to see what can happen if you got Jalen Carter taking two blockers and this guy coming off one edge and Nolan Smith coming off the other. That's going to be awesome. And it's only going to help out and give more time to the guys on the back end. And, yes, we needed help on the back end. Our cornerback play was not good enough. But Michael Carter, he's proven himself in this league at a lot of positions. And Jair Alexander showed at one point that he could lock anyone down.
He was
in this
great
league
at one point. Yeah.
I know that he's had injuries since then. My compadres on the morning show seem to think he can't put one foot in front of the other anymore. He can still get out there and use his experience and veteran wiliness to get some things done. And I'm not convinced he's completely done with football. I am positive he wants to prove that they did him wrong in Baltimore, where he didn't get a chance to play. This is a chance for redemption, and I think with both of these, one time number 18 overall draft
there
picks,
it is.
They've got a chance to reestablish themselves,
reinvent themselves,
and in the meantime, help bring us another world championship, because we are the best team in the NFC right now, and we're only going to get better.
If there's a hopeful comp with Jair Alexander, when the Eagles got James Bradbury, he was pretty down, right? He was a star corner for the Panthers. He signed with the Giants. Yep. He got cut. But he wasn't old.
He have the injury history?
I don't think it was quite
remember,
the same.
Yeah, I mean, he fell off, of course, the year after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he had kind of that up and down career. And I guess the hope, and my guess with the Eagles, and listen to Howie when you guys replayed it this morning, the hope is that maybe it's the same kind of thing, up and down, but they catch the up.
I mean,
up.
The concern with Alexander are the injuries.
Yeah.
And, listen, he's got some familiarity with Christian Parker, the coach. And the mm-hmm. coaching here at the Eagles, not just talking about Nick Sirianni and the coordinators, underneath them has been so good.
It has.
So, if there's not injuries, but I just don't know about him. But the Phillips one, because what I've heard from people, just listening to people down with the Dolphins, is that they felt like he was getting healthier each game,
mm-hmm.
like getting better. I mean, listen, his three sacks are better than anybody we have currently on the team.
Almost
right?
Triple or double ever anyone we have here.
His pressures, how they can move him all around. I think with Jalen Carter, seems like he's healthy. Like, I'm super excited about the pass rush.
And I think, too, with Jalen Phillips, they're getting him at the right time. He's getting better, as Rhea said, right? It looks like his body's kind of rebounding from all the injuries. And he's playing for a contract. Look at the way last year down the stretch, guys, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat played.
They got paid.
But they put that on tape for the whole league. And, Hugh, it would not surprise me if Jalen Phillips, who has three sacks, has seven more down the stretch of the season and plays himself into a huge contract somewhere, which – that's a win-win,
not
right?
Not here.
Probably not here, but it's a win-win. If the Eagles get the best of him and he gets to reestablish himself, because you go back 2 years ago when he got hurt in Miami, remember the year Vic Fangio was there, he had 6.5 sacks in November. He tore his Achilles, and that Dolphins team fell apart, but he looked like he was going to be a guy, Hugh, 3 years ago that got a lot of money. He could still be that guy, and it could be for the Eagles.
You know what's funny? When I see his body type, not his play,
but his body type reminds me a little bit of Sean Merriman as far as his size.
That's interesting.
Like, Sean was a taller.
Sean slimmer, was kind of right?
I think Sean was a little thicker.
A little thicker, okay.
Sean but, was thicker than this.
Yeah, but Sean got after it, man.
Longer.
Yeah, yeah. He got after, though. And
well, Sean was more like Junior Seau build. Kind of, like 6'3", 265.
And this dude is, what,
6'5"?
6'6", 260.
So when I make the comparison, you're talking about that off-ball linebacker that not the off-ball linebacker, but the outside linebacker that can get after quarterback. To John's point, when you were talking about being long and lean, not being able to get into his body, that's kind of what Merriman was.
So Merriman was listed 6'4", 261. Jalen Phillips listed 6'5", 263. It's pretty
and
similar.
And the 6'5", the 6'5", that's inaccurate. When you look at that video of him and John Clark.
He's a long dude.
John's
about 6'5", 6'6".
Look at the video of him and John Clark.
I took a screenshot of it. There's not that big of a discrepancy.
I know. John Clark's 6'5", he's 6'6". And he's listed at 6'5.5" at the combine, where they measure everyone short. The combine.
I don't know about that. I was 6'2" at the combine.
Yeah, so we know you're not 6'2".
So you're not 6'2".
That's like police stuff.
6'1".
Did you cheat?
I didn't cheat.
Did you stand on your tiptoes?
No, they just. I was.
Did
measuring
you put
like
lifts
6'2"?
In your?
No, because I stood there. Shoes. Yeah, because you stayed with no shoes on and
you
put it
you
in
did
some
tiptoes.
in your shorts. But I was 6'2" at the combine.
Yeah, what are you now? You shrinking?
I'm like 6'3".
Six? No, you're not. Not a shot.
Look sideways.
That's so
at the
unconvincing.
Not completely. So how do we think we're gonna?
No, this guy's 6'6", though. He's legit 6'6". I'm telling you.
So how do we think these guys are going to be used in Vic Fangio's defense? Clearly, with Jalen Phillips
he's
is the easiest
start.
One. He's going to start, and I think when Nolan Smith comes back, those are the two.
I think Jair Alexander can start, and no one seems to think.
No,
he
John.
Can
no one
start.
Thinks he can start.
Wow.
Why can't he start?
Well, but why couldn't he get on the field for the Ravens?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think there must have been more to it, but I know. Adoree Jackson, if he was starting for us, I feel good about giving Jair Alexander a chance to beat him out.
I mean, he might get a chance here because that second corner we know is a mess, right? It's been a mess the whole year.
Yeah,
they haven't figured it out. They haven't figured that out
Does
yet.
It feel like Ja'Korian Bennett, John, might get the first shot?
Right?
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope Ja'Korian Bennett. I mean, he's been here for long enough that it makes me think, wow, maybe he's been so
they wanted him. They wanted him to be the starter.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're so unimpressed with him they had to make a move.
Well, he's been injured, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think since what week 4 he's been out.
Yeah, his practice window got open, didn't it?
Well,
yeah, it felt like
it did. I think you're right.
Yes,
I think
he's potentially going to come back, but I don't have a lot of, I don't know, hope that he's the answer because it does seem like he's been here an awful long time, and from the moment he got here, it's just I've been waiting for him to make good on the opportunity.
Well, for some reason, they were insistent
like he's capable of
on
that.
Giving Keeley a chance in the beginning.
I know.
They really were.
Because
Hugh's the only one thinks he could
play. Because he has the body type. He has the speed and the
does.
Body type. And for whatever reason, he forgot how to tap. Yeah. He forgot how to tackle.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden.
It just feels like he's not fluid to me. Like
it's almost like Joey forgot how to tackle. Because he was playing, like in the preseason, he was playing off. I forgot who we were playing, but
it was
Jamal
Chase, right? It was the Bengals.
And ran right past.
Yeah, it was bad, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things you see. Like, you can't unsee what you saw that day. He couldn't tackle in the open field. So what do we think about Michael Carter? Because that's the one of the trades that's the hardest to wrap. Like, when it first happened, because it was the first one, it was like, oh, that's the move. And then there was Lushton's Rhea. Does that mean Cooper's going outside? Is Michael Carter?
No, because I don't think Carter really has ever played outside.
He was a slot.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a slot.
I mean, sorry, I think Cooper DeGene would go outside. Like, is Carter
Michael
here
Carter's
to play?
Carter's a 4-3 in the 40, guys.
So is Carter here to play, or is he just depth behind Cooper?
He could. I mean, listen, depending, it could be depth, you know, in case Cooper gets hurt. There, I think a lot of stuff went on with the Jets. Obviously, the stuff goes on with the Jets all the time.
Always.
But, you know, Saleh got fired. Yep. You know, they had the interim coach now. Then you bring in this new coach, Aaron Glenn, although he was a D-back. Right?
Yeah, Aaron was a corner.
He was a good corner.
So, you know, and he lost his job. So, you know, you have some – but I think there's something more there with Michael Carter than I feel is there with Alexander.
Let me throw this at you guys. So, Cooper DeGene, would you be comfortable moving? Like, let's say Carter comes in and Vic sees him in practice and he's like, this guy's good. He's one of my best 11. I want to put him on the field. Well then what? Right? Does that mean Cooper DeGene, Hugh is going to the outside?
Possibly.
I feel like
Jair Alexander.
This is how I look at it, Joe. You've given yourself options.
Yes, they do have a lot of options.
You've given yourself options. Now, say for instance, if one of those corners works out and we solidify that outside position.
You're talking about Jacorian or Jair?
Yeah, whoever. We solidify that position. Now we have another corner and the guy that we got from the Jets.
Carter.
That we could be a little bit more versatile in, on the back end. You could do more things. You could have more – if you want to put more speed on the field, you could do that in
Jair
certain
Alexander
situations.
Alexander is 28 years old. Why does everyone think he's washed up?
Well, I don't know.
Well, two
John.
Good teams in the last year have got rid of him, right?
I don't know.
But there can be all sorts of extenuating circumstances that keep you off the field.
Totally agree.
That have nothing to do with how good you are at playing football. You know, I think they're – I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt here, and I'm going to give Vic Fangio and Howie Roseman the benefit of the doubt that they're not going to go out and bring Jair Alexander here if he's washed up.
They brought in other guys who are washed up. Devin White.
Kevin Byard. Yeah.
They were cheap.
Well, this wasn't Jair cheap. I mean, we had him for a seventh-round pick, sixth-round pick, swap with seven.
He was necessary. He was the best
John, I hope
they could
you're
find.
Right. I hope you're right because he was an awesome player.
A massive upset finding a guy with this sort of pedigree. Just languishing on a
really
team unable to get on the field.
You believe
Can we order John the Jair Alexander jersey? I'm going to expense this to Odyssey.
I watched this guy be one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, and it was 6 years ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a long time. 5 years
ago? Long ass time ago, dog.
So you think that he's completely incapable of getting out there and playing zone for us?
I don't know, but there's something to be said about being bounced around or not playing when you have talent, because this is a talent-driven league.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, sometimes guys get caught in the number crunch. You know,
in his case, it was special teams. I think John Harbaugh is the head coach in Baltimore, former special teams coach, probably prioritizes special teams more than Jair Alexander does. Jair Alexander, I would surmise, has never had to play special teams. Coming straight in and being a starter right away.
You can play with your heart.
Well, there you go.
He'll let you have it.
Probably said, no, I'm not running down and covering kickoffs.
Maybe.
So they said, okay, you're not going to play in the secondary then.
Maybe.
I would assume they're not going to ask him to run down on kickoffs here.
Jeff, you're right about this, and we all hope you are. It's one of Howie's best moves ever. I think it's a massive move.
Right. I think it's a master stroke to bring exactly what we need. And this guy, not so long ago, was considered a top three cornerback in this league.
I guess the Ravens stint for him. That concerns me. Like, I wanted him in June, right? He only signed for, like, $4 million, Rhea, when the Ravens got him in June. I thought it would have made sense for the Eagles then.
And their defense hasn't been great, but that's not been their problem.
Right. So, when I wanted him then, I was like, oh, this is a good bounce back. And then he went to – the fact that
they didn't dress him.
Couldn't get on the field. It's bizarre. Yeah. It is a bizarre thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron in Pottstown, who wants to talk about the Jair Alexander move. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how are you people doing?
We're doing well. How are
Great.
You doing, Rob?
You people.
How are you?
You people are awesome,
you
bro.
You people are always good. We are, when they're yeah. making fun okay. of you in the chat.
I'm going to defend John here. As Sean okay. knows, I'm a retired middle school teacher. And
yes,
my
indeed.
Late wife was a nurse, and she had seen the worst of the worst. And she said, you are so naive about the world. But I have a friend that played in the NFL. And he used to talk to me all the time about how sometimes guys in the NFL are not always, don't make teams or are not playing, not because they don't have the ability, but they just, for one reason or another, get cut, or a lot of time because of front office and stuff. And I think Jair is one of those situations, John, and I agree with you.
Must be.
Yeah,
I mean, he is so talented. He was so talented. I understand he's banged up. He's had the injuries. That does add up. But I'm all but positive he can still do the bare basics, stand back there and run zone and know where to cover and who to cover and help the young guys get to where they need to be. I think he can really be a help.
Yeah, I think something probably went on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I don't know anything from anything. But
right. Same.
I think from what he was telling me through the years that there's some guys that just get caught up with front office politics and stuff, and they get screwed over.
Right.
Well, it is a fun twist, Ron, especially when you think about this week. And, Ron, good phone call, man. They play the Packers in his first game. I mean,
yes.
He spent all those years there, John. He knows that team. He knows the LaFleur, the offense.
Got a great for those receivers in some cases.
And he wanted –
He can make a difference for us.
I don't think he wanted to leave there either. I mean, they moved on from him, so – That
could have been when he announced himself as the captain, walked out onto the field.
That was
that's the funniest.
One of my favorite things.
It remains the most hysterical thing I've ever
I'm
seen.
I'm a captain today.
I'm captain.
Yep.
Okay, I'm the captain now.
Is he going to try that here?
I saw an interview with Pam Oliver. He seems like a boatload of fun.
Oh, if he can play and he's on the field, we're going to have fun with his
character. Yeah.
He's a character for sure. All right, let's talk quickly about that before our hour, you guys, ends. Merrill's going to join us in the next hour. Jason Avant will join us coming up at 12. Ike and Spike in the 1 o'clock hour. The game Monday night, it's a big one. You know, as we look forward, and the next two are really huge games in the where the standings are going to end up in the NFC. Because, guys, as you look at it, the top three seeds, I think, will be whoever wins the West – the Eagles, and whoever wins the North, right?
Yep.
So the Eagles already have a tiebreaker on the Rams, which is great, and it might come down to that. And now they can create tiebreakers. And
that's what they need. That's what they need to concentrate
they
on.
They do. They need to win these next two games to make sure they have a tiebreaker over whoever wins in the NFC North.
Fortunately, we're catching these teams when they're pretty
hurt.
Banged up.
Yeah.
So what do we think about this first one in Green Bay?
Tucker Kraft, their tight end, who is awesome, is out with a hamstring.
I wasn't afraid of Green Bay.
Yeah, he was a Packer doubter. And
yeah, I never thought of them as being like,
they're too inconsistent.
They are inconsistent, yes.
They are. Like, I mean, we complain about the Eagles being inconsistent. Mm-hmm. You know, one week they look like they're, you know, the greatest, they're great offense. Next time you're going, how's this field team even going to cross midfield?
Are you guys surprised the Eagles are underdogs? They're 2.5-point underdogs, and still, like, even after
but
the loss.
But on the road in Lambeau.
Yeah. But often Eagles
degrees,
by. Yeah,
you know,
it is going to be cold.
Yeah.
Hugh, I know you're surprised.
Yes, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the Eagles would be favored. I really did. But it's Lambeau. I guess the weather.
I've played at Lambeau a lot. I don't think it makes that big a
difference.
I've won at Lambeau a lot.
Nick Sirianni coming out. He's like undefeated
off the
bye.
Flex by John Ritchie. I've won at Lambeau a lot.
You heard.
It's
undefeated off the
bye. I don't know that I've lost at Lambeau.
All right, can we send you out?
Yeah, we need you.
We need you there.
You got any snaps left in you?
Yeah.
I mean, I ask you that all the time. He says no every time.
They can split me out. Send me far double wing right, and I'll just stand way out there. You know, like sometimes the quarterback goes in when it's a direct snap?
Yes.
And he just becomes a, you know, way out there guy?
I know you guys were talking this morning about the final record. It feels like the next two games is like the pivot point to the final record, right? If they win both these games, I mean, what's left on the schedule other than the game at Buffalo?
What banner raising will you and Kyle have at that point?
The number one seed raising. You raise a banner for the number one seed.
If we win these two games, and I think we should.
Then they'll be the number one seed.
Then it's we'll lose the games at the end of the year that don't matter.
Sure.
Because we're resting. Fully.
Yeah.
But after these two, the only other game on the schedule I look at and I'm like, that's going to be really hard, is going to Buffalo. All the other games, I think Eagles either will be favorites.
We can.
Buffalo is eminently beatable.
Yes.
I mean, they are.
That is a late December in Buffalo.
No, I'm not saying it's not a tough place to play, but you get to watch them a lot.
They're not dominant.
They're not dominant as they were in the past.
Yep.
Like, for McDermott being a defensive guy, you can score on them.
You can. Though they had a good plan against Mahomes.
They had a real good plan.
Yeah, they always beat Mahomes in the regular season.
Exactly. I think he just sandbags them.
Push. Did you guys know
that? He did it over and over.
Yeah, he needs to be slapped across the lips.
Thank
wasn't
you.
Wasn't he
beating the drum, talking about
he
did like four times. Yeah, and can I point out one thing about that? Tony Romo and Jim Nance, it was really adorable every time the Bills did it. Oh, that's Josh Allen just getting a little help in his strengths. Eagles do it. It needs to be banned. It's the worst
Tony
thing
Romo
in the
had work
world.
Done.
On what? It certainly wasn't his the way he calls a game.
His face.
What do you guys think they about the
no.
face? Well, he looked different than he did when he played.
Wait. What do you think they did? Recklessly speculating.
I'll send you a before and after.
The face.
No
face
way.
Back.
He got the wow.
He got the face pulling.
Oh, he looks nothing like the guy that
really.
Yeah, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get some hair too.
See, I know you guys are having Merrill on next. Yes. What I do for all games now, for all Eagles games, is I have the game on the TV, when they're away, and I sync it with my Alexa, which I always hate if I screw up in the middle of the game because it takes a long time, and I just listen to Merrill, Merrill and Mike. So I don't really pay attention to the announcers at all.
So if there's a CBS game, you'll miss this. Kyle, can we hear it again? That noise that Romo made on Sunday.
Because his face was pulled too.
So are you actually, you're saying you're going to get your face pulled and you're going to get the hair?
I'm going to get an afro.
You're going to get the hair on the top and
I'm going to get it pulled back.
I don't think you should get the pull.
Are they going to take your beard and stick it on top of your head?
I'm going to get the face pulled.
Hey, you should do the flower.
They got from Taiwan. I'm going to get that serum.
This is going to be a great bit when we do it live on the air.
And I'm
broadcasting live from Hughes Surgery.
Have you talked to people about this?
No, I'm just going to
it. He's recklessly speculating.
Recklessly.
Well, I mean, you don't know what he's doing. He's trying to get a free face something.
Yeah,
he's
trying to sculpt thing.
Yeah,
he's trying to get a
face redo.
Yeah. All right.
Your face doesn't need that, Hugh.
I don't know. I'm going to do it.
You look the same as you looked when we played.
He's doing it.
Your face looks the same, man. Except you got the Santa Claus beard. That's the only difference.
Before we go, so I happened to be coming around the corner at Chickie Pete's when Hugh was arriving this morning.
Oh, please tell everyone about this.
So I decided to have a little fun pretending I was doing paparazzi. I took a video, scared the bejesus out of him. It is on my Instagram feed, Rhea Hughes, 94WIP. It's hysterical.
It's a daily, every day something on Instagram has to happen where people have fun to Hugh, like yesterday. with you guys know that Philadelphia's a Midwest city?
It has a mixed feel.
Does not.
Oh, that's, I listened, I missed the,
have you
I kept
been to
waiting.
The Midwest?
I'm from the Midwest.
So you,
this is not a Midwest
a feel
city.
Like yes. The Midwest?
Yeah, listen.
My favorite, he told Ike afterwards, who's also from the Midwest. I was like, what are you talking about?
I was laughed and ridiculed, but I have my reasons.
You
and
both
I,
are
I,
from
I
Ohio.
Stand.
Maybe where you
stand
were
on
thinking
this.
Of
I am.
The Midwest
it has a
is
Midwest
just
feel.
A different
no, can I tell the story
no,
since
well,
we're here?
Well, no, we got to go.
We got to go.
All right.
We got to go.
We got to go.
Fine. Meryl Reese is coming up next.
Holding out on
we appreciate Rhea and John being the part
we
of the First Hour Show. We're live today from Chickie's and Pizza in Philly until 8 tonight for Birds of the Bay, supporting the Travis Manion Foundation. Stop out and join us. Support this great organization. Lots to get into. Meryl joins us next. Your phone calls. And who's the biggest threat in the NFC? We'll discuss it. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks? Well, their rewards are just flat. But at FanCash, it's the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack FanCash. Let me tell you about this. With Fanatics Sports, where you can get up to 10% FanCash back on your wagers, win or loss. Use your FanCash to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boots. Profit Boots. I don't know what Profit Boots are, but that's what it says. Exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. The real value of your sports fandom. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in FanCash this year with games like FanCash Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to a sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today when it hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.